This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street, Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Good morning.
Lots of things happening again today.
Always. Today, the number of cases in our state has exceeded 1,000. So we're up to 1,001 with just 5 new cases recorded today. We don't know the locations of those new cases just yet. Also, 3 of yesterday's 5 cases have been identified as negative. So there was actually only 2 confirmed cases yesterday, which is quite a lot of progress from when we were seeing 60 plus a day. For our region, we're still at 32 as far as we're aware at the moment, with 8 active cases and 24 recoveries.
So what does that mean? A lot of people now are suggesting that we've got to get going over the next couple of weeks and get a few businesses opening. No sign of that from the government at this stage?
Not just yet. The Chief Health Officer did say this morning that she expects a spike in cases in coming days because there's a number of emergency flights bringing Queenslanders and Aussies in general home from overseas. So obviously when they get back, they'll be put into supervised quarantine for a fortnight, but that does increase the risk. She says the hospitals across the state are well equipped for that rise though, and the National Cabinet is meeting this afternoon. So they may discuss what's next for those restrictions, but I don't think there will be an ease just yet.
Well, as you mentioned, I think it was yesterday, elective surgery. They're doing some of those, so it looks hopeful.
It does look hopeful.
Anything else happening?
There's always a lot happening in the far north. A second person has been charged in relation to that ute theft in Canimbla, where the owner leaped into the tray, that vision which went viral online.
Wow.
Police are alleging he's a bit of a serial offender, so we'll bring you all of that information. And there's now $150 million that's been committed to the Great Barrier Reef recovery, so we'll tell you how that money will be spent tonight.
At 6 o'clock?
At 6 o'clock.
I'll tell you what, that bloke jumping in the ute was specky, wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was. He was a legend.
I don't know whether I would have done that.
Absolutely not. Turns out he was an Australian ninja warrior on the TV show, so I don't think the rest of us have those skills.
Yeah, say no more. Okay, take care.
Thanks.